Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
The Supreme Court handed a win to the Manhattan District Attorney's Office in its fight to get nearly a decade's worth of President Trump's tax returns. WCBS reporter Marla Diamond has the details.
In the 7-2 ruling, justices rejected the president's argument of immunity from local grand jury subpoenas. Lucy Lang, a former Manhattan District Attorney, now professor at John Jay College of Criminal Justice, called the ruling against President Trump a great win for the rule of law.
He was clearly just politicizing this issue, and the Supreme Court saw through this charade and made a ruling that no one, not even the president, is above the law.
The president, in a tweet, vowed to keep fighting in what he called a politically corrupt New York. So it's unlikely that the grand jury or the public will see Trump's tax returns before the November election, says Alan Sanders, a constitutional law expert at St. Peter's University.
Legal processes take a long time and sometimes forever, and he's taking advantage of that.
Marla Diamond, WCBS News Radio 880.
President Trump's former personal lawyer and fixer, Michael Cohen, is in Brooklyn federal lockup. The Federal Bureau of Prisons says Cohen was returned to prison after he refused the conditions of his home confinement. It comes just days after the Post published photos of Cohen and his wife eating at a Manhattan restaurant. That's a violation of home confinement rules. Cohen had been released in May to serve out the rest of his sentence at home because of the coronavirus pandemic. In 2018, Cohen was sentenced to 3 years for financial and campaign finance crimes and for lying to Congress. A scathing report from the Brooklyn DA's office over wrongful convictions. It finds that prosecutorial and police misconduct contributed to the convictions in the majority of the 25 cases that were investigated by the DA's Conviction Review Unit. DA Eric Gonzalez wrote that the magnitude of years lost to wrongful imprisonment in these cases is almost unbearable. Together, they add up to 426 years spent in prison. In 85% of the cases dating back to 1963, the unit determined prosecutorial misconduct led to the wrongful convictions, while police misconduct was blamed in 65% of the cases. Gonzalez says all but one of the exonerees are people of color. Only one was a woman. Three of the defendants died in prison. The DA requested that the convictions be vacated and the indictments dismissed. Well, Mayor de Blasio is clearly not enthusiastic about State Attorney General Tish James's idea of an NYPD oversight commission that would essentially strip him of his power over the police department.
De Blasio's reaction was blunt, said he, "I don't think it'll work. It would be counterproductive." The mayor pointed to a laundry list of changes to the NYPD that he has spearheaded.
We ended stop and frisk. We instituted neighborhood policing. We reduced arrests radically while still making the city safe. 180,000 fewer arrests in 2019 than the last year of Bloomberg. We reduced mass incarceration. It's about a third of what it was when I came into office. We instituted body cameras on all patrol officers.
The mayor also mentioned de-escalation and implicit bias training, as well as Commissioner Shea's recent decision with de Blasio's approval to disband the anti-crime unit.
That is the kind of thing that happens when there's unity of command and the ability to have true accountability. My accountability is to the people.
And de Blasio dismissed a report that he and Commissioner Shea were recently involved in a tense phone call telling a reporter who asked that the call didn't exist and that his source was wrong. Rich Lamb, WCBS News Radio 880.
Let's get a check of our weather forecast now. Over to meteorologist Bob Larson.
We have a newly developed tropical storm off the Outer Banks of North Carolina, and we're expecting a lot of rain for this system tomorrow and tomorrow night. And for that reason, a flash flood watch goes into effect Friday morning, continues through Friday evening. Cloud cover will increase tonight. Will stay quite humid. There could be showers toward daybreak, a low of 74, then rain heavy at times tomorrow and tomorrow night from Tropical Storm Faye. In addition to the rain, it'll become fairly windy. High tomorrow is 79, a low tomorrow night is 72. It's now 80 in West Hampton, 91 degrees in Poughkeepsie, 85 at Midtown, headed to a low tonight of 74.
Stay informed. Stay connected. It's the All Local on WCBS. News on demand for your phone, computer, or smart speaker. Catch up on the news on your time. You can find the WCBS 880 All Local under the audio tab of WCBS880.com. Enable your smart speaker to play the news from WCBS 880 or simply subscribe wherever you get podcasts. Just search for the WCBS 880 All Local.
Your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.